We've invited into studio a lady by the name of Marianne Alho. Did I say your surname correctly, Marianne?
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you.
And it's lovely to have you here. And what Marianne does is she actually trains young people to read.
I do, okay. Among other things.
Among yes. other things. And this is it's Literacy Week. It's national.
Is
it national or international?
No, it's national.
National Literacy Week. And we all know how important literacy is. Why? Because when you teach somebody to read, you really are empowering them. You're empowering them. I mean, just think of it. If you can't read, you don't know road signs. You can't read news.
You can't solve maths. People forget that.
Oh, that's true. There's maths literacy.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So reading numbers and figures is the same skill.
No, but just listening to the instruction for your mathematical equation. Yeah. You have to listen to the instruction.
Okay, so before we start talking to you about why young people are finding it so difficult to learn how to read, I've got a test for you, right? And I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to please send through the answer on 34519. Or that's the SMS line, or on Telegram on 061-895-1019. And here comes the question to test your comprehension. A farmer has 15 sheep and all but 8 die. How many are left? If you know the answer, 34519. And I just want to let you know that everybody in our office got that incorrect. Well, except one person who actually said I'd give him $100
because I didn't answer.
Okay, yeah, but I totally with it. I get it. Tricky, tricky woman you.
A farmer has 15 sheep and all but 8 die. How many are left? If you know the answer, 34519, that's the SMS line. You can also send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. Marianne Alho, thank you for joining us. Why is it so difficult for young, why is it more difficult for young people to learn how to read?
Can I step back a little bit and say, what is happening with the reading? What is it all about? And it's really, what I'm trying to say is, reading is a mechanical thing. It's a visual thing. It's a hearing thing. It's about 5 modalities. And so it's complex. And that's what we don't get. Because especially in my generation, reading was second nature because that's what we did. That's what we did for leisure. That's what we did for education. That's what we did all the time. So that's what's so complex about reading. It takes 5 modalities. And one of the modalities that I'm particularly interested in is audio processing. And that's the modality I see weakening year by year. I've been a learner support in private practice for 10 years. And I can't get over the fact, and I mean, I tutor students from across the board, government schools, private schools, you name it. I do tutor one-on-one. So it gives me a lot of time to do case studies, okay? But what I'm seeing is that audio processing.
But the audio processing can also be linked to like ADD and ADHD.
And I have a lot of those students. Initially, I had a lot of those students. But unfortunately, it's even going to higher level children as well. Children who are very competent, but don't read to understand. And that I attribute to this audio processing. Reason being, and these are some of the blocks, okay. One, technology. A preference for visual. And let's be honest, what most of us here in this room, maybe not so naughty, but we would have remembered instructions.
Why not Zanati?
Because she's young. She's young. We're not so young.
Zanati might just look good for 60.
No, she looks perfect for 60. But let's be honest. Our parents would have given us instructions, right? And so one of my favorite ones, because I know I did this for my little brother who was born 12 years after me. My mother would say, go to the shelf. And on the left-hand side of the shelf, on the top of the cupboard, on the right-hand corner, you'll find my purse. Bring it to me. Okay,
so one, she issued the instruction correctly.
But the instruction is part of that processing.
Right.
So you kind of have to
remember. She gave a detailed instruction.
You'd have to remember. So you would think, I remember thinking, oh, there's five things I've got to remember. Okay. Then I would understand what the top right-hand shelf meant. Then I'd understand what the far end corner was. Okay. And then I could visualize the purse. But that is what is missing. All those steps in between is missing in our young children today. And I'm talking grade 4 to grade 12.
So why is that?
Primarily because of the visual preference. They are visually dominant. And they're letting
and
go of...
And that's because of technology.
Because of technology.
So actually, even though information is coming to us, I mean, how I'm interpreting what you're saying, even though information is coming to us in this flood, this
bombardment,
deluge of information on these wonderful devices that make us all connected...
Not really, but anyway.
Yeah. our understanding of news is less.
Indeed.
Which
our
is
understanding
why
is
the world is the mess that it is.
And that's
I'm just saying.
No, no, you're 100%. You're not, we're also not remembering because everything is so quick.
Right.
Think about it. Well, what do you remember?
Okay.
Gee, I hardly remember what I had for breakfast.
I want to ask you a question. Do you, what is the, if you remember a telephone number, right? If you know telephone numbers off by heart, send us a message of whose telephone numbers you know off by heart.
Right.
I know one.
You mean mobile?
Mobile. Any. I know one.
Kathy, do you remember we would know the codes for the various areas? Do you know that I knew those codes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm much older than you, but seriously, I would know
012, 021.
I would know Vereniging. I would know, I knew those codes because it told me from whence the call was coming.
Exactly. I mean, we memorize all of the stuff. Technology has made us
lazy.
More stupid.
Yeah.
Simon, why are you looking at me
I'm
like
just,
that?
You know, it's just so interesting.
How many telephone numbers do you know?
So I'm just thinking back. I'm listening to the two of you. I'm thinking everything old. I remember my grandparents' telephone numbers. I remember my aunts and uncles' telephone numbers.
All those.
It was hugely challenging when they put another digit in.
Oh, yeah.
In Cape Town,
wow.
That was a little bit
tricky.
Yeah,
when they added the codes.
That wasn't fun. But you're absolutely right. We don't need to. But it gets further than that because I've noticed even with myself, with a newsfeed, if the article is going to take more than 3 minutes to read, don't have the patience to
also
get through the article.
So there we are, sitting in
judgment, saying about, oh, the world's in such a terrible place because, and yet we are so part of the problem.
But we understand the news.
Because we're not taking the time to see the nuance.
But Simon, don't you find that you understand the news?
Because your neural pathway has already been passed as such. They don't have that neural pathway. I promise. It sounds bizarre, but they don't have a neural
pathway.
Part
of development.
Yes, they're missing that out. So I was thinking about it today when what happened was we would remember, for example, the onset of television would have changed us a lot compared to, let's say, our parents, okay? We would kind of start, in a sense, if you think anything that comes into the thinking process, take something of it and it gives something else. But the point is it beneficial? Okay. That's the point. So I want to go back to this.
So can you fix it?
Yes, indeed.
How? So what I do to my poor students is they have to learn phonetics. I promise you it is so basic that
phonetics.
None of the schools, be it the top schools, and I'm talking the top Johannesburg schools, be they Christian, Jewish, whatever, they do not teach phonetics. Never mind English, the mother tongue, or the primary tongue. They don't teach phonetics in Afrikaans.
Why is that important to learn
because
phonetics?
Because that's your audio processing. Ah, for apple, ba for ball.
That
helps your spelling. That helps your reading.
Hold on. I've got nieces and nephews at they're in primary school, and they're learning about the kicking king and the, you know.
But they don't know phonetics. You check that out. They don't know the phonetics. I see it all the time. I teach grade 4s. No phonetics.
That's incredible.
Because that is what language is. It's sound, for goodness sake. And then the sad part is there's external audio processing. And then what about the internal audio processing? Where's that? So if you don't have the external one keyed in, you're not going to have the internal process. So remember the teacher would give us dictation. Dictation's a good example. It is obsolete. Nobody knows about dictation. And I'm talking about...
Why did they stop that?
Heaven knows. But I know
I mean,
that...
That's a skill.
That's a huge skill. Because
Simon, can you believe somebody not dictating to you? I mean, that's why children today hear dictator and they all go pale. Do you know what I mean? Because they don't know another context for it. Yeah, okay, I'm being facetious.
Yeah, but there's truth in what you're saying. I mean, I work with a lot of interns and they can't write a paragraph. They can't spell. They just have no idea. So they're not stupid. They're really not stupid. Just clearly they've missed a step in the process.
But why is dictation not being taught? It's such a good skill. First of all, you have to hear it. Then you have to roll it in your mind because you've got to remember the sentence. Then you would pick up symbols like the punctuation. We got to know. Shorter stop meant it was a comma. Do you remember all this? Or am I speaking Greek?
No, I remember all of this.
Okay, so look what dictation did. No dictation.
And I'm just thinking of how reading reinforces it.
In the other aspect I find in the schools is they don't read aloud. So my students, I give them a sentence and I say, okay, now read the sentence and put in the toepasselijke voornaamwoord.
Natty knows well about reading aloud. Rush the nut.
But they resist. They resist it. But why do I have to read it aloud? Because they're reading, like Simon said, they're reading fast, but they're not reading to understand.
So it's an interesting thing as a radio station. I mean, this is just like from the professional aspect. Newsreaders have to read each bulletin aloud twice before they read it on air.
Absolutely. What's it doing? What is the... That's
where you're going to pick up problems. That's where you're going to pick up mistakes and pronunciations. Right, Sanat?
Definitely.
And also the internal processing. Yeah. You're going to know, you're priming your mind to say, this is coming up and I better put the right inflection here and the right tempo there. And that's what they're not doing. So when they read incredibly fast without understanding anything. Then they tell you, I'm tired. If I read all that, I'm going to be tired because it's too mechanical for them. So they don't even get the context.
All right, Marianne, we've got to wrap up with you. If you want to get hold of Marianne, we're going to give her contact details shortly. But before that, I want to actually just go through. I did actually issue a challenge to you. It was a comprehension challenge, and it goes like this. A farmer has 15 sheep and all but 8 die. How many are left? One person in the office got that correct. Did you get it correct? Simon, did you get it correct?
I did get it correct.
How do you know?
Because we have a whole bunch of very smart listeners who wrote in and they corroborated what I was thinking because, you know you're going to set somebody up for
it. You won't believe how many people got that wrong.
Yeah.
How many people? So Joseph Kumape, well done. Helen, well done. Ronald, well done. All saying 8.
It's all about the words. Isn't it? Listening to the words.
Listening to the words.
All but one. Ha! Proviso.
I've got to ask you something in 20 seconds. Kathy laughs at me daily because I sing songs and I don't know what I'm singing. Somehow, I know the words, but if you ask me afterwards what I was singing, I can't tell you. What is going on in the processing part of the brain?
Furry.
Furry.
I really don't know.
I always knew you were furry, Simon.
It's a processing issue.
It is a processing issue. Your neural pathway for audio processing isn't as developed as it should be. Sorry, Simon.
No. It's good. It's good.
So
to be
what
able
can
to
you do about that?
Read slower. Go back to reading the newspaper. Go back. I'm serious.
So your reading slower will actually help those neural pathways to develop so that when Simon hears songs and sings along the words, he knows what he's singing.
And also context. So obviously he's going with the music. It's lilting him. He's having an emotional response. Yes. He is not audio processing.
Absolutely amazing. Marianne Alho, thank you so much. How do we get hold of you?
You can get me on email, maryann.alho@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on 072-557.
No, don't worry about that. Nobody. Okay. What's your website?
learnersupportenterprises.co.za.
Okay. There you go. learnersupportenterprises.co.za. That's how you get in touch with Marianne. Absolutely fascinating. With that, it is 5:00 and here's the Nutty with the news.